Many of you have heard me say many different times, not good to give Jesus a test or God a test. Again, said that over and over. And here too, some Pharisees and Herodians. First, as we're reading the scriptures, just know that that's a trigger right there of what's going to happen. To ensnare him in his speech. Not that we've ever heard that in our culture today. And then buttering him up, which is not good when you're actually buttering up to get your answer when Jesus already knows what they're thinking of. Again, knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them this. You know what they're testing him about. Why are you testing me? Now, as we heard this over and over and over, as well as, well, do we pay the tax of Caesar or not? And of course, Jesus gave the answer, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, give to God what is God, meaning God has everything. So, just discerning and praying with this reading, I mean, we could just think about the basic level of paying taxes. But what about big issues right now? Like the COVID-19. Who are the authorities of the coronavirus, COVID-19? Now, it's not as clear as Jesus Christ as they were talking to him. But still, we must have some belief in our authorities in some ways. I mean, I think myself of my doctors, my personal doctors. I believe them. I have faith with them. I think we could have a deep conversation about that, is who are doctors and nurses around, obviously, the country about this virus. And I would say in some ways, at least, not every, but we should repay to them what we ought to pay to them in our belief, in our faith, and so forth. But give to God what belongs to God. And that is AKA everything about this virus. Or, right now in our country, about violence. I mean, we could talk about deep, deep questions and answers for hours and hours and hours. Police and political leaders. And in some sense, we do need to be a belief in following our authorities. And obviously, our country, in a certain way, you know, we left the country because we didn't believe in the authority. And we have the belief to do that. And praise God for our constitution. That is the longest document of a constitution of any country in the whole world. But again, what do we do with our leaders? Especially when we hear so polarized. Again, in some ways, not every, we have to give the authorities what the authorities and their jobs. And know that give to God what is God's. No matter what our leaders are doing in the human world, yeah, they have positions, they have to do the job in some ways. Sometimes in very important times. But always remember, God has everything. So in this craziness, always remind this passage. Alright, sometimes we might think ourselves about, Jesus, where are you? Now I'm going to give you a test. Now I'm going to say, hey, but this is what my opinion is. Huh. Sure, you can have that. That's part of our culture. That's our First Amendment. But God has everything. God knows the truth. He is the truth. It's a good way to start on Tuesday. A little polarized, but we're here at Mass because we believe in Jesus Christ, period. We can have different opinions. We can have subjective truth versus objective truth, and that's why we're at Mass.